It's good to be together again. It seems like it was just a couple of weeks ago that we were up the road a little bit at last year's camp. And here we are gathered together again, and that's a great blessing to my heart.
谢谢美婷，还有Glenn带领我们唱诗歌。 时间过得很快，已经上一次我们在这里的时候是一年前了。So
the in coming together tonight, I just wanted to kind of re-emphasize what I said on Sunday to help us think in as we're approaching the camp to be expecting to think in ways that go beyond daily life.
当我们在一起的时候，让我们来思想，就好像星期天我们所讲的。
Because the opportunity for being set apart in a time like this is to set a frame of thinking in our minds that will change the way that we live. And I think the transcendence that we find in our opportunity here is going to be particularly found in the book of Psalms this week. I don't know how much study of the Psalms that you've done over the years. But the Psalms are the life worship book of the Bible. They give us inspired voice to our joys and sorrows, our trials and our temptations.
它是我们发自内心的在生命中赞美也好，在经过苦难的时候，它是代表我们的心思。
They teach us to trust and they lead us through doubt and they point us repeatedly to Christ.
那么它教导我们信靠，它不断地指向我们，向我们指向耶稣基督。
Now what we're going to do tonight is an introduction to the Psalms, and I'm going to teach you the Psalms in a way that it's quite likely that you've never heard them before. The book of Psalms is comprised of 150 Psalms. They call us to a righteous life and to trust God. And what we're accustomed to is we're accustomed to simply seeing each psalm in isolation. It's not often enough that we see the book of Psalms as a collective whole. Because what we're going to see tonight is that the very way that the book of Psalms is structured teaches us and instructs us about the godly life. And you're going to see this in the following way. The 150 Psalms are broken into five books of Psalms that were written over 900 years and then compiled into a final form.
我们的诗篇呢，是由150篇，是经过900年来集合成的。
And so book one of the Psalms is Psalms 1 through 41, book 2 is 42 through 72, book 3 is 73 through 89, Book 4, 90 through 106, Book 5, 107 to
150。那么诗篇呢是可以继承成五本，分成五个部分。第一个部分是1到41篇，第二是42到72，第三篇是73到89，第四本呢就是90到106，最后是107到150，分个五个阶段。
You got that all written down, right?
你已经把它写下来了，对吗？
The numbers aren't so crucial for what we're going to do here tonight, but the fact that the Psalms are divided into different books is. When you study the Psalms, you realize that they are not arranged in a chronological order. Moses wrote Psalm 90 about 1400 years before Christ.
这个摩西所写的诗篇九十篇是在主前一千四百年前写成的。
David wrote about half of the Psalms 400 years after Moses.
那么大卫所写的诗歌是在摩西四百年之后才写成的。
Psalm 137 was written 500 years after that.
那么诗篇一百三十七篇呢是在大卫之后五百年写成的。
Now stay with me on this because this is really important to understand.
请你仔细听，因为这个是非常重要的。
The Psalms are not arranged chronologically.
诗篇的安排呢不是按照时间次序来安排。
It is not that Psalm 1 is the oldest psalm and Psalm 150 is the most recent psalm. It's not like that.
诗篇第一篇不是最早的一篇，诗篇一百五十篇是最迟的一篇。
At the same time, what you must understand is that the psalms are not arranged haphazardly.
那么同时你也知道，诗篇一百五十篇的诗篇不是随便偶然的凑成。
Here's the really crucial point.
这是一个很重要的看见。
The arrangement of the very arrangement of the Psalms instructs us on the nature of the spiritual life.
这个诗篇这分成五篇呢，其实是在教导我们属灵的生命。
As you read through these five books and see how they hinge together, you realize that they define our disposition toward life so that we can know the blessing of God.
这个诗篇这样安排呢，是要让我们看到，让我们学习怎么样来跟随主。
And that's what we're going to see now as we start to move into these five books.
所以我们在今天晚上在介绍这个诗篇的五本怎么样合成一篇诗篇呢？这个是一个很重要的一部分。
We're going to cover 150 psalms in the next 45 minutes.
在接下来的45分钟呢，我们要跟大家讲150篇的诗篇。
So I'm going to talk really fast.
所以我要讲得非常快。
Here's the deal. The main lesson, the first lesson the Psalms teach us, is that they instruct us, they command us, they call us to pursue the righteous life.
第一点，我们看到了诗篇呢，呼唤我们来过一个公义的生活。
And so that is the whole point of the Psalms, is to call us to pursue the righteous life.
诗篇的目的就是要呼召我们，呼唤我们来过公义的生活。
And Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 are the introductory psalms to the entire Psalter.
其实的诗篇第一篇跟第二篇就是整本诗篇的介绍。
Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 stand like twin pillars.Through which you enter into all of the psalms.
这个诗篇第一篇跟第二篇就是好像两个支柱，让我们能够进到诗境里面。
Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 contrast the way of the righteous and the wicked, and then exhort us to pursue the righteous life that leads to blessing.
那么诗篇第一篇告诉我们恶人跟义人的对比，来教导我们过公义的生活。
So look at Psalm 1 and understand that it is introducing all of the Psalms with its content.
那让我们来看这个诗篇第一篇，它就是我们整本诗篇的引言。
Listen as I read Psalm 1.
仔细听我们来读诗篇第一篇。
How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord.And in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
诗篇第一篇说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便没有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Now, excuse me. When you read the very first verse of the Psalms, you are getting a promise of blessing set before you. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. And so from the very start of the Psalms, it is inviting you to blessing. The entire book of Psalms is an invitation to blessing. But what you must understand and what you must make a conscious recognition and choice of the matter is to realize that this requires you to make a conscious effort in one direction and away from another direction. The Psalms say that the righteous man is blessed because of his love for the law of the Lord. Look at verse 2.
好像特别在第二节,他说,唯有喜爱耶和华的律法,昼夜思想的人,便是有福,他们爱耶和华的律法。
He is separate from sinners, but he delights in the law of the Lord.
他从罪人当中分开,但是他特别爱耶和华的律法。
And so, it says in verse 6 that God will protect the righteous and judge the wicked.
在第六节, 他告诉我们, 神会保护义人, 会审判罪人。
What is happening here? What you see in the beginning of the Psalms is you are getting the principles upon which the universe operates.
在这里的我们看到在整个宇宙最重要的一个原则,
the principle is very simple. God blesses the righteous and he will judge the wicked.
这个原则非常重要, 神会对恶人审判, 但是对义人他要赐福。
And that theme runs through all of the Psalms.
这个主题就整本诗篇都是充满了这个主题。
And now here's the point. The point is that you and I are to calculate that reality into our entire approach to life.
所以这个就对我们的生命来讲，必须要做决定，到底我们是要走恶人的道路，还是走义人的道路。
If you love the Word of God, you have the promise of God's blessing upon your life, no matter what the waves coming and going in circumstances may be.
所以这里很清楚告诉我们，如果你喜爱耶和华的话呢，不管环境如何变化，你是一个有福的人。
By contrast, the man that is indifferent to God's word, no matter what his temporary prosperity may be, faces a certain judgment at the end of the road.
另外呢，不管如果你是不喜爱耶和华的话，就算现在觉得在祝福当中，你最终还是会灭亡。
And so the distinguishing mark of the blessed man, the distinguishing mark of the righteous man in Psalm 1 is his attitude toward the Word of God.
所以这两种人的分别的标志呢，就是到底他们对神的话的表现是如何。
And the fact that you are here on a weekend like this gives me optimism about the blessing that awaits you, not just about this camp, but about the direction that you are trying to set your life to go.
特别你们来到这个营会，在一起来思考耶和华的话呢，就告诉我们你们是什么样的一个这样的人，是喜爱耶和华的人，你们的道路都是受神祝福的。Now
in Psalm 2, you see another side of the defining attribute of the righteous life.
那么诗篇第二篇呢，就是介绍另外一种人。
And that is found in the last two verses of Psalm 2. Turn to those with me.
你看诗篇最后两节。
Psalm 2 verses 11 and 12 says, Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage to the Son, that he not become angry and you perish in the way. For his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in him.
我们看诗篇第二篇第十一节，当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战兢而快乐。当你嘴亲子恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作。凡投靠耶和华的都是有福的。And
so what Psalm 2 is saying, what Psalm 2, let me back up. Psalm 2 is a psalm about Jesus Christ. We will see that tomorrow very clearly.
诗篇第二篇是有关耶稣基督的一篇诗篇。
And so whereas Psalm 1 has taken us to an attitude of submission toward the written word of God, Psalm 2 takes us toward an attitude of submission to the incarnate word of God.
在第四篇第一篇是教导我们要对神话语的顺服，但是四篇第二篇是对我们神道成肉身耶稣基督，我们对他的顺服。
And so the way to blessing is found through the word of God, both in its written form and the word of God in the person of Jesus Christ.
所以你要祝福得到祝福的人生，你必须要顺服神写下来的话语，就是圣经。
And the implication of those twin realities is this.
它的应用或者它的意思是这样的。
The blessed life is found in the one who has a humble attitude toward the Word of God and a submissive worship of Christ.
真正的使到我们祝福，就是我们顺服于神的话语和对神。
Apart from that, all that lies for the billions of people who are not like that is judgment.
所以除了这样呢，其他不愿意敬拜耶稣基督、不顺服他的话的人呢，都会面对审判。
But in the simplicity of the spiritual life, Psalms teach us that the righteous are blessed simply because they honor and trust the God of the Bible.
那么在属灵的生命里面，真正给我们看到受祝福的人，就是信靠耶神的话语的人。
And so that is the introduction to the Psalms.
这个就是诗篇的介绍。
Now what happens is turn over to Psalm 41 verse 13 at the end of the first book of the Psalms, of the first of the five books of the Psalms.
当我们看到第诗篇第四十一篇，就是第诗篇分成五段，这是第一段结束的时候，这是在四十一篇。
This book, the first book of the Psalms opens with this promise of blessing and then it ends with the praise of the Lord.
当他诗篇的第一部分开始的时候，是告诉我们诗篇的应许、祝福的生命。最后诗篇四十一篇是给我们看到这个对神的这个赞美。
Psalm 41 verse 13.
诗篇第四十一篇第十三节
says, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen."
在这边我们看到诗篇四十一篇十三节说，耶和华。
And so here's what you need to see. The introduction and the closing of this book is a promise of blessing that ends in the praise of the Lord.
所以我们要注意到诗篇一开始是告诉我们祝福的应许，但是结束的时候就是给我们来敬拜耶和华。
And so Psalms exhorts you, it promises you, it calls you, it exhorts you to pursue this righteous life that leads to blessing.
所以你看到诗篇是在劝勉我们，是来推动我们，让我们过一个祝福的生活，使到我们能够赞美耶和华。
The unspoken question is, why would you pursue any other life?
为什么你要选择其他的道路呢？
Why would you give yourself over to passing earthly things that only lead to judgment in the end?
为什么我们要过一个属世的生活，没有尽永恒的价值，结果呢，这面对审判？
It is in your self-interest, it is for the good of your own soul that you respond to the Psalms in the way that it calls you to do.
是为了你的好处，为了你永生的生命，你必须要回应诗篇，使到我们的生命得到祝福。
And so the very introductions of the Psalms calls us to examine ourselves and to ask ourselves, is this the life that I'm pursuing?
所以诗篇一开始的时候呢，就呼唤我们来检讨我们的生命，看到我们的生命是不是受神祝福的生命。
This opening of the Psalms is like a surgeon's scalpel slicing open your heart and exposing it for you to see.
这个诗篇一开始呢，就好像一个动手术的医生把你的生命打开，让你看得清楚。
Is the deepest love of your heart the Word of God and Jesus Christ or not?
让你看到你心里面的到底是不是爱耶和华、爱主耶稣。
If you can give an honest answer to that question, you should be greatly encouraged, greatly rejoicing, because the Word of God has just said the sure blessing of God abides on your life.
所以当你仔细的研究自己的时候，你会应该感觉到，如果你真的是爱以神的话呢，你会得到非常的激励。
But my friend, if that is not the love of your heart, you need to understand something really crucial. Go back to Psalm 1.
如果你的心里面被发现不是爱耶和华的话呢，事情就不是这样的。
Psalm 1, or the Psalms are a guarantee of blessing to those who love the Word and who love Christ.
所以我们回到起初第一篇的时候，就看到神的话呢，就是来分别恶人跟善人之间的不同。
If you love the Word, if you love Christ, you should have this certain confidence, this absolute assurance in your mind that the outcome of your life is going to be the great blessing of God upon you.
如果你这是爱神的话，与你爱主耶稣的话，你对你来讲非常肯定，你的结局是好的，是受祝福的。
But with equal certainty, if that is not the love of your heart, something else should be reverberating in your mind.
同样非常肯定的，当如果你发现你的生命里面不爱耶和华的话，不爱神的话，不爱耶稣基督，你非常肯定你的结局是如何。
There is a guarantee, an equally certain guarantee of judgment on those.Who do not embrace the word in that way.
同样的，如果你不爱耶和华神的话呢，你可以非常肯定你的结局是受到审判。
Look at the end of verse of Psalm 1. Look at Psalm 1 verse 5. We're kind of doubling back here.
让我们回去看诗篇第一篇第一篇第五节。
Verse 5. The wicked will not stand in the judgment. They will not survive it.
你看第一篇第五节说，当审判之日的时候呢，恶人必站立不住。
Look at the end of verse 6, the way of the wicked will perish.
你看六节的下半段，恶人的道路却灭亡。
There is no third way.
没有第三条路。
It is either blessing or it is judgment.
就是受祝福或者受灭亡。
And so the honest examination of our heart about our attitude toward the Word of God is essential to our well-being. It is...The prediction of what will one day happen to us.
我们如果诚实的来看我们的生命的时候呢，你看到你的生命，你的心里是不是爱神的话语呢？这个就决定你受祝福还是就面对审判。
Now the point of Psalms then is to encourage us in the righteous life.
所以诗篇呢是在言是来鼓励我们去来过一个追求公义的生命。
To encourage us to persevere.
是来教导我们能够持守。
And so while first of all we're called to pursue the righteous life, now we see as we move into book two that the Psalms calls us to persevere through sorrow.
所以诗篇分成五篇，第一篇告诉我们必须要追求公义的生命。第二点呢，就是教导我们要追求苦难中要持守。
And here is a very critical aspect of understanding spiritual life.That will either help you to persevere or not.
So, 在这里我们看到一个很重要的功课，就是在属灵上面到底要怎么样持守。
We have to reject the foolish, false teaching of those who say that God only wants us to prosper and have health and wealth in our lives.
我们生命里面要很清楚，要拒绝人告诉我们。我们一定要追求有发财、有健康的生命在这个地上。
That is a lie from the pit of hell that is guaranteed to discourage people who are honestly seeking the righteous life.
这个是地狱里的谎言，这是要鼓励我们去追求世界上的贪婪跟这个生命。
Because as you enter into the second book of Psalms in Psalm 42, you see that.The blessing is not always experienced in the present circumstances.
当我们来到诗篇四十二篇的时候，你看到上面有写，这个是第二本书。那么这里呢，给我们看到呢，真正的在人的生命、属灵生命当中呢，也遇到许多的苦难。
After reading the great promises of blessing in Psalm 1 and Psalm 2, you might think that life was just going to be a continual spiritual ecstasy.A spiritual high for the person pursuing the righteous life.
当我们看到第一本这个诗篇第一部分的时候，我们以为生命都是神的应许，都是祝福的。
as you enter into book two, you see that that's not the case at all.
当我们来到第二本子时候呢，第二诗篇第二部分的时候呢，我们发现这个并不是这样。
Look at Psalm 42, verse 2.
让我们来看诗篇第二篇第四十二篇第二节。
Here is a man that is suffering. Here is a man that is discouraged.
在这里呢，我们看到一个人在苦难当中，他非常的沮丧。
He says, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember, and I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go along with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God, with the voice of joy and thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival.
那我们看第四篇第十二是四十二篇第二节，他说这里这个人在苦难当中，他呼求神说：“我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？我昼夜以泪当饮食。人不住对我说：你的神在哪里？我从前与众人同住，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。”
And so here is the psalmist. He isseparated from the house of God, he's separated from the people of God. Even though he used to lead them, now he is isolated, he is alone, and he is discouraged.
所以这里发现有一个人呢，他已经跟神的子民分开，他已经离开神的殿，他在非常的沮丧跟失望当中。
Perhaps something, you're walking through a similar valley in your own life. You're a Christian, but you are discouraged.And life seems to be a weight rather than a joy to you tonight.
或许你坐在这里，你会感觉到，可能你在生命中的低谷，你走在这个失望当中，你或许就是在这个时候感觉到非常沮丧。
Perhaps you've wondered in the midst of that, where is God? Where is the blessing? Why is my Christian life like this?
或许你就处在这个环境当中，不断的想，主啊，你在哪里？主啊，你在哪里？
Well, here is an opportunity for profound encouragement for you.
所以这个就是一个给我们回想这个机会，让我们来思想神的话。
The Psalms teach us that sometimes the righteous life goes through the path of discouragement.
诗篇里面给我们看到，公义的生活有时候会经过人生的低谷。
Your discouragement is not necessarily a sign that something is wrong with your life.And it is not necessarily a sign of sin in your life.
当我们经过人生的低谷的时候，不一定是代表我们犯罪，也不是代表我们已经走错了路。
Here we see an inspired writer of Scripture telling us that I'm discouraged, I have been weeping, I am so heavy laden.
所以在这里我们看到诗篇是神所默示的，他也看到这个公义的诗人在经历人生的低谷的时候所写出来的。
And so we have to understand what the nature of spiritual life is.
所以我们必须要知道，在这个生命属灵生命的实质是怎么样的。
We have to expect that there are going to be times where we grieve, where we're heavy-hearted, and that is not a contradiction of living the righteous life.
所以在我们看到诗篇里面，一个公义的人有时候要经过低谷，但是他不代表他就走错路，他仍旧是一个公义的人。但是公义的人有时候也经历过人生的失望的时间。
If our expectations are set properly, then we won't be discouraged when difficult times come.
如果我们对自己有正确 的期望的话，我们碰到这些事情的时候呢，就不觉得失望。
Sometimes we'll sorrow deeply over circumstances.
所以有时候我们失望，有时候我们感觉到难过。
Sometimes we will sorrow over our own sin, as David did in Psalm 51.
有时候我们为着自己的罪感觉到难过。
But here, if you understand the nature of spiritual life as it is taught by the Psalms,Here is the great opportunity when those seasons come into your life.
但我们要知道，在属灵的生命的时候，有高潮，有低潮，这个就是我们经过的一些路。
You do not have to question that God has somehow abandoned you suddenly.
你不需要感觉到神已经放弃了我们。
You do not have to look for an escape from your difficult circumstances.
你不需要找出一条逃出这个出路。
Rather, you understand that this is an opportunity in spiritual life to sink your roots deeper into the reality of Christ.
当你要知道，当我们经过人生的低谷的时候，是我们在往下扎根的时候，在属灵生命扎根在耶稣基督的根基上面。
A plant sends its roots deeper to find water in times of drought.
所以当这个枯干的时候呢，你看到植物的根往下扎根，要寻找水源。
And when all of your friends have abandoned you, when circumstances are contrary, you realize and understand that that is your opportunity. This is my opportunity to be able to go deeper in spiritual life, to draw closer to God, rather than question whether He's abandoned me or not.
当我们面对苦难的时候，或许当朋友离弃我们的时候，就是我们往下扎根。更好地建立在耶稣基督神的话语上面的机会。
But in the structure of the Psalms, in the structure of Book 2 of the Psalms, you have a promise of blessing in the way that it is structured.
在诗篇第二部分呢，你发现呢，我们所经过的这些是一个难，是另外一种祝福。
Book 2 begins in sorrow, but it ends in praise.
这个诗篇第二部分呢，它这个开始的时候是苦难，但是结果呢，仍旧是赞美。
Go to the end of book two, which is found at the end of Psalm 72.
我们翻到诗篇第二部分的结束，就是在诗篇第七十二篇。
Psalm 72, verse 18.
七十二篇第十八节。
This is the end of book two, and you should see in your Bibles.Right after the end of Psalm 72, a phrase that says Book 3. That's your indication that Book 2 has ended at this point.
所以你再看72篇第18节，接下来73篇诗篇，你会看到诗篇卷三第三卷的意思。
Now look at Psalm 72, verse 18.
让我们看看这个诗篇72篇第18节。
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen.
在这诗篇第十八节，我们看到他说，独行其事的耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的，他荣耀的名也应当称颂，直到永远。愿他的荣耀充满全地。阿门，阿门。
Here is a really profound lesson that the structure of the Psalms is teaching us.
这个是教导我们一个很基本的根基的一些重要教义。
And it is teaching you about your spiritual life as a Christian.
这里教导我们在属灵生命的一个重要功课。
What begins in sorrow ends in praise.
你会发现诗篇第二篇开始的时候是苦难，但是结局却是赞美。
If you are heavy-hearted tonight, as a Christian, take heart. You will not be in that sorrow forever.
如果你尽管在这个时候心里觉得苦难、难过，你可以肯定，这不是永远是这样的。你必然结局是赞美的。
Psalm 1:6 says, "The Lord knows the way of the righteous, and He promises blessing upon them."
所以诗篇第一篇，他告诉我们，神知道义人的道路。
And so if your spiritual life has descended into a bit of a valley in recent days, understand that God is not going to abandon you in that. He is going to bring you out to a place of praise once more.
你如果是像诗篇里面所讲的义人是爱昼夜思想耶和华的话的人呢，你可以知道你的苦难不是永远的，最终你会必然会赞美神。
This is certain. This cannot be broken.
这个是肯定的，必然会这样。
It is certain because the righteous man is blessed. The Lord knows the way of the righteous.
非常肯定，因为耶和华的话说，这样的人必然得到祝福。
And so the Psalms teach us to pursue the righteous life and to persevere through sorrow when it comes.
所以在诗篇里面教导我们在这个必须要追求公义的生命，第二呢，必须要追求在苦难中追求持守。
Now, as you move into book three, you encounter Psalm 73.
当我们来到诗篇的第三篇或者是第三卷第三部分的时候呢，我们就可以看得清楚。
And Psalm 73 and book three reinforce this theme of perseverance.
所以在诗篇第73篇就告诉我们的这个同样的一个观念。
It teaches us a third aspect of spiritual life.
诗篇的第三卷或者第三部分教导我们第三个重要的功课。
We saw first of all that you must make a conscious decision to pursue the righteous life.
所以第一点就是让我们必须要追求公义的生命。
We saw that you must persevere through sorrow.
第二点呢，我们必须在苦难中持守。
Now, thirdly, we see that you must prevail over confusion.
第三点呢，我们必须在混乱中得胜。
You must prevail over confusion.
我们在混乱中必须要得胜。
And here's the point that we're about to see.
这边就是一个很重要的功课。
The nature of life in this fallen world will sometimes seem to contradict what we have read in the opening Psalms.
我们在世界上的生命里不仔细观察的时候，他们所看到的似乎跟真理是相悖的。
It will seem like wicked people are the ones who are enjoying life and the righteous people are the ones who are not.
你看到恶人反而享福，义人却在受苦。
Look at what the psalmist says at the beginning of Psalm 73.
你看73篇第一节怎么说？
He says in verse 2, As for me, my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant as I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
你看73篇第二节，他说：“至于我，我的脚几乎四散，我的脚几乎滑跌。我见恶人和狂傲的人享平安，我心就心怀不平。”
And so the Psalms had opened up, promising blessings to the righteous and judgment on the wicked. But here's the psalmist in Psalm 73 seeing something completely contradictory to that.
所以我们一开始的时候发现，义人得是公义得祝福，恶人呢受到审判。但是来到第三篇或者第三个部分的时候，完全所发现的跟前面两样的不同。
I see these wicked people who reject the word of God, enjoy life, having the finest aspects of life on earth, and it makes me jealous when I look on that.
当我们观看世人的时候，那些拒绝神、不肯信神的人，反而享受人生，但是我们追求的人反而受苦。
And if you've observed that, you see that, you see the prosperity of sinful people who want nothing to do with Christianity, here's your opportunity to take heart.
如果你看到这一切的时候呢，你要小心，注意看诗篇怎么说。
Don't cave in to doubt.
不要软弱，不要怀疑。
Don't be crushed under what you see with your eyes.
不要因为眼见而失望。
Go back to fundamentals.
回去根源。
Go back to the very fundamentals that frame the Psalms.
回去基本在诗篇里怎么说？
The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
神知道义人的道路，恶人必致灭亡。
That's what the psalmist in Psalm 73 does. Look at verse 16.
所以诗篇第73篇就教导我们回去思想，你看第16节。
This is so profound, it is so important. You must get this.
这个是非常重要，非常的清楚，我们必须要回来看这一点。
He says in verse 16, When I pondered to understand this, it was troublesome in my sight.
好，第十六节他说，当我们思想这件事情，在世界上所发生的事情，我思索怎能明白呢？眼看世事为难。
He is trying to understand why wicked people, why sinners, why bad people have it good in this life.
他在思想到底是恶人，是不好的人，作恶的人竟然享福。
And he says, I just can't get it in light of the fact that.The righteous are the ones who are supposed to prosper.
他说我想来想去都想不通，为什么这些恶人能够在世界上享福呢？
Now look at verse 17.
那我们来仔细看第17节。
He says it was troublesome in my sight until.
他说我实在想不明白，直到我看见。
It was troublesome in my sight until I came into the sanctuary of God. Then I perceived their end.
当我想不通的时候，是等到我进到耶和华神的圣所的时候，第十七节， 思想他们的结局。
I went back into the sanctuary of God. I got myself back under the teaching of the Word of God, and all of a sudden my perspective changed.
是等到我回到神那里，回到神的话那里，我的思想就明白了。
The Word of God reminded me of the outcome.
神的话使到我想到的神的结局是什么。
And understand that the outcome is the same outcome that was described at the beginning of the Psalms.
所以我们看到的结局跟诗篇第一篇所讲的一模一样。
The way of the wicked will perish.
神告诉我们，这个恶人的结局就是灭亡。
And so all of a sudden he understood something critical.
在这里突然间诗人想通了一点。
He remembered that the prosperity of the wicked is necessarily temporary.
他发现呢，恶人享的福呢，只是暂时的。
It will not last.
它不会永久。
And therefore, that means something for the way that we think about our own lives.
所以这个对我们人生实在有作用，有影响。
This is where you find strength to overcome temptation.
这个就是使到我们找到力量，能够胜过这个试探。
This is where you find the perspective to stay away from people who are trying to bring you into a life of sin and draw you away from the righteous life.
这个就使到我们能够胜过试探，不会跟人同流合污。
You have to recognize what the outcome is.
我们一定要知道他们的结局是如何。
The outcome is destruction.
他们的结局是灭亡。
So don't even take the first steps in that direction. You must stay on course.And direct your mind to the Word of God and the worship of Christ.
你要保持你的方向，不要改变方向，不要随波逐流，不要跟着他们去。
And that gives you the perspective that you need to walk through the narrow way and not be deceived or distracted by the seeming contradiction of life while you walk on this earth.
所以当我们在过看到的时候呢，它保持我们原本的公义的道路，不会失去方向。不会跟着别人走。
And if you will do that, you will come to the outcome that is, you will eventually come to the outcome that is described at the end of book 3 in Psalm 89.
如果你保持你原来的道路，追求公义，你的结局就像诗篇第八十九篇的所讲的。
Psalm 89, verse 52.
诗篇八十九篇第五十二节就是它的结局。
Blessed be the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
耶和华是应当称颂的，直到永远。阿门，阿门。
Now, let's step back and take a little breath together here.
让我们稍微退后一步来思想一下。
Realize what has just been laid out in front of us in these first three books.
你注意看到这三本诗篇的三个部分三卷给我们看到什么吗？
This is the transcendence that I was promising you yesterday when we were gathered together for Sunday worship.
记得吗？昨天我们跟大家讲到基督徒的生命的超越性。
The Word of God is giving us unalterable principles to help us understand the nature of life.
圣经告诉我们，给我们能够明白属灵生活的超越性。
If you are a man or a woman who is willing to think deeply about the things of Scripture, you have a great gift in front of you.
如果你能够对属灵思想清楚的话，你有这样的恩赐。
You can understand the purpose of life.
你就能够明白人生的意义。
You can have spiritual clarity that transcends anything that the world could offer.
你就对属灵生命、对人生有一个很清晰的观念。
You have given to you in the Word of God the principles by which the universe operates, the principles by which God governs the moral universe.
你就会发现到这个是神给属灵生命的一个最基本的原则，它管理整个世界。
And so these praises, these doxologies at the end of each book.Reinforce the theme of the Psalms. They call us to worship in every aspect, in every time, in every season of life.
你没有看到这三句的结局都是赞美，它就是告诉我们在人生不同的场合里面、不同的境遇里面都要赞美神。
You know, and all I can do in a time like this, I can't get into your heart and make that happen.
你知道我没有办法知道进入每一个人的心，知道你们每一个情形。
All I can do is plead with you to embrace these things, to see them in Scripture, and devote your heart and to devote your life to them.
我只能够做的就是劝大家回到圣经所讲的这个基本原则，在任何一个情况下都要赞美神。
You know, look, I've got a problem here.
你知道我有一个问题。
I'm an old guy like your pastor.
我是一个老人家，像我的 pastor.
Roger and I don't have an unlimited amount of time to bring the Word of God to you.
我的牧师跟我们一样，我不能够前面没有很长的路可以走。
It's the nature of life. You know, we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and it's the nature of life that we're going to die and enter into our eternal reward.
我们不能够长远活着，我们最终要走路，这个，我们最终每一个人都要面对死亡。
For a short period of time, we have the opportunity to call you and to point you to the Word of God and the blessing that it offers to you.
在很短暂的时间里面，我只能够呼求、呼召大家回到神最基本的原则，直到你能够得到神的祝福。
If you will heed these words from Scripture, the blessing for you will be eternal.
当你愿意遵守圣经的话呢，你的祝福是永远的。
If you are hard in your heart, there's nothing that we can do for you.
但是如果你刚硬的心呢，我不能够为你做什么。
But what you must understand is this: there is a day of judgment coming.
但是你必须要知道，审判之日必然来临。
When we open the Word of God and study it together, we are standing between the gap of time and eternity, between heaven and hell.
你要知道，我们把圣经打开，你在你面前的时候，我们就站在地狱与天堂之间。
And the time is coming where no one will be standing with you. You will be alone before God to give an account and an answer for your life.
你要知道，有朝一日呢，我们必须要站在神面前，面对神的审判，你必须要向神交账。
Those of us who pursue this righteous life and are trusting in Christ in the way that Scripture calls us to, that does not have to hold fear for us.
那些听圣经的教导、追求公义的人的生命呢，就不会对于这个审判感觉到害怕。
But if you are impatient with the things of the Word of God and it seems a burdensome thing to you and it is not the love of your heart, beloved, there is disaster that is ahead for you and we are trying to warn you to avoid that while we have time.
但是如果你心里面不爱神的话，你反而觉得厌烦的话呢，我要为你担心，因为你在神面前你要对这一切来交账，因为你的结局是灭亡。
And for the many of you that are young parents or soon to be young parents, you must understand that this is the goal of life to teach your children. This is your primary responsibility to impart to them over the years that they're entrusted to your care.
特别在这里有很多做父母的，而且是快要做父母的，你要知道这个是人生最重要的事情，你不要把这件事情教导给你的孩子。
We must view life from an eternal perspective.
我们必须要从永恒的观念来看人生。
We must humble ourselves under the Word of God.
我们必须要在神面前谦卑。
We must bow in submission and trusting faith in Jesus Christ for our salvation.
我们必须在神面前来接受神的救恩，在面前接受耶稣基督的恩典。
Those are the simple things that God requires from man.
这就是神对人最简单的要求。
A proud heart that wants to have it its own way is digging its own grave. It is preparing its own destruction.
当如果你的生命里面、你的心里面骄傲，要坚持自己的方法呢，你就是在挖掘自己的坟墓。
And so the question is, how can we stay on track?
问题是，我们怎么样保持这个追求公义的道路呢？
How is it that you, as a young parent with a lot of demands, and through the day-to-day routine of diapers and runny noses and all of that, how is it that you can keep track and have your mind focused for your own sake and to know that you're able to keep your focus on parenting in the right spiritual direction.
特别是我们做家长的，我们有许多的事情要做，要问孩子换尿布啊，他们生病啊等等，有许多的生命的压力困难在我们身上的时候，我们怎么样确保我们走在同一个道路，追求公义的道路身上呢？
That brings us to our fourth point out of the Psalms as we do this jet tour through the Psalms.
这个就来到了第四卷诗篇的第四个部分。
The fourth point is this: ponder your God. Think about who the Lord is.
第四篇呼请我们要思想你的上帝。
Notice how book 4 opens in Psalm 90.
你注意看第四篇诗篇第四个部分呢是九十篇怎么开始的。
Through the internal pain of sorrow, through the external confusion of life, how is it that we keep our focus, how is it that we continue to pursue this righteous life?
当我们面对外在或者内在的压力的时候，我们怎么样的来使到我们坚持走在主的道路当中呢？
The opening of book 4 shows us.
诗篇第四卷告诉我们。
Moses is writing Psalm 90 near the end of the wandering in the wilderness with the people of God.
这个摩西在写诗篇九十篇的时候，他是在这个旷野里面行走。
And in verse 1 it says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
诗篇九十篇第一第二节说，主啊，你世世代代做我的居所。诸山未曾生处，是地世界未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
And so Moses here is contemplating the eternal nature of God.
所以在这里，摩西在思想这个神的永恒性。
Through a time of great sorrow, of great discouragement in those 40 years of wandering, he comes to the end of the time and he is remembering, calling to mind the eternal nature of God that transcends time, that transcends circumstances, and in that Moses found his strength.
所以在这里看到诗篇这个九十篇，摩西在旷野里面漂流了四十年之后，他在思想的时候，他怎么样胜过时间，他怎么样胜过苦难呢？他想到神的永恒性。
And the reason that the Psalms are structured this way is to impart that same lesson to you.
诗篇能够这样的安排，就是来教导我们这个功课。
So as we've turned, as it were, book by book, chapter by chapter through the Psalms, we come to this opening of book 4, of chapter 4, you could say, and here it is opening up, think deeply about the character of God.
所以来到第四篇这个诗篇是怎么安排，就算你有外在的压力，内在的试探，但是来到这里你必须要超越，你想怎么超越呢？你要想到神的永恒性。
Don't be a superficial Christian.
不要做一个表面的基督徒。
Look up.
要向上看。
And that is where our spiritual strength lies.
这个就是我们生命，属灵生命的来源。
We remember at the opening of Psalm 1 that the Lord knows the way of the righteous.
我们再一次回想到神知道义人的道路。
And we look at our lives, we examine ourselves and say, yes, I've repented of sin. I've put my faith in Christ for salvation.
当我们回想自己，是的，我是一个信主的人，我已经悔改了。
But now I find myself in difficulty. How do I get myself through that?
是的，我信了主，我信了耶稣，我也悔改了，但是我现在面对这苦难，我怎么胜过呢？
Ah, yes, the Lord knows my way. He knows the way of the righteous.
我明白了，神知道义人的道路，他知道我的道路是如何。
And here's the point. Who is this Lord?
所以我们要思想这一位神是谁呢？
This is the eternal God.
这是永恒的神。
This is the faithful God.
这是一个有信实的神。
This is the God of all power, of all knowledge, who is always present with me.
所以这一位是全能的神，全知的神，他永远与我同在。
This is the God who is my king. This is the God who is my Lord.
这就是因为我的君王，他就是我的这个主人。
He has all power. He is completely faithful. There is no way that the outcome of my life could be anything other than blessing in the end.
他有全能，而且他有信实，我的结局不可能是圣经所讲超越圣经的。
And while my heart may be heavy right now, it is lightened, it is encouraged to persevere and continue, not because I have any assurance that my circumstances are going to change, but because my God is who He is, and He is committed to deliver me in the end.
或许我的心情非常沉重，但是呢，或神必然使到我能够超越，不一定是我的环境会改变，但是我知道我的结局必然在神的手中。
And where's the outcome of that approach to spiritual life?
当我们这样想的结局是如何，我们的结果是如何呢？
Look at the end of book 4, at the end of Psalm 106.
让我们看到第四卷的最后106篇。
Psalm 106, verse 48, verse 47, actually.
104篇106篇47节。
Psalm 106, verse 47. See again at the end of this book how it ends in praise.
你看到诗篇第四部分四卷，它怎么结束呢？
Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations.To give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen, praise the Lord.
106篇第47节说，耶和华我的神啊，求你拯救我们，在外邦中招聚我们，我们好赞美称赞你的圣名，以赞美你为夸胜。耶和华以色列的神啊，是应当称颂的，从古古到永远。愿众民说阿门。
Now, here's what I want you to see.
我盼望你看到这个。
Notice how each of the four books of the Psalms have ended in praise.
你注意看到诗篇四个部分都以赞美为结局。
And you, the intent of the way the Psalms were compiled is to bring you to that point.
所以你看到诗篇的安排是要让我们看到不生命的不同的这个情况都带到赞美为做结局。
That is the goal of the righteous life.
这个就是公义生命的结局，生命正确的目标。
It is not pride, it is not prosperity.
不是骄傲，不是富足。
It is not prominence.
不是出名,
it is praise.
是赞美。
The entire thing, the unifying theme of all of the different seasons of your life is found in the unifying theme that knits the different books of the Psalms together. It is the praise of the Lord.
你的生命的最主要的一个主题呢，就是要赞美耶和华。
And so,As we go into book 5, we see this final principle.
当我们来到诗篇最后一部分的时候，我们看到就是这样的一个目标。
We've seen that you're supposed to pursue the righteous life.
我们看到你必须要追求公义的生命，第一点。
You persevere through sorrow.
你必须要在苦难中这个持守，第二点。
You prevail over confusion.
第三点，你必须要在混乱中得胜。
You ponder your God.
第四点呢，你必须要在思想你的上帝。
And now finally what we see is in book 5 is praise the Lord.
第五卷第五个部分就是要赞美你的上帝。
Praise the Lord. Focused on this great God, we give thanks to Him.
我们要集中我们的思想在这一位上帝面前，要赞美他，要感谢他。
Look at how Psalm 107 opens book 5.
你看第五卷的如何开始。
Verses 1 through 3 say, O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gathered from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
诗篇一百零七篇第一节说，你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。愿耶和华的族民说这话，就是他从敌人手中所救赎的，从各地东，从东，从西，从南，从北所招聚来的。
You know, profound thought is not expressed in $25 theological words.
你知道很深层深深入的这个真理，不是在25块钱的就能够表示它出来。
What you need to persevere in the Christian life, what you need to prosper as a Christian, is found in a very simple statement.
你要知道，你要从生命中得到好处呢，是就在一个很重要的一个原则上面。
If you are a Christian, what you need to know and remind yourself of is this one simple statement.
如果你是基督徒，你必须要提醒这个很重要的一个教导。
God.Delivers his people.
你要很清楚知道，耶和华救赎他自己的民。
God blesses his people.
神耶和华会祝福他自己的子民。
And if unexpected death comes in and brings sorrow to your life, that brings a crushing grief to you, the beacon of light in that darkness is.God will deliver me from this grief.
不管我们遇到什么再大的困难，甚至死亡，你必须要知道，在黑暗中有一根，有一个亮一线的亮光，就是耶和华必然拯救他自己的人。
If you are stuck with a non-responsive, unloving spouse, take heart in the fact that God will deliver His people.
就算是你遇到一个完全不讲话、不能够明白的这个伴侣的话呢，你要知道神必然拯救你。
If you find yourself alone in life and dislike the isolation that you feel, take heart in a more transcendent principle: God delivers His people.
如果你在孤单当中没有人能够了解，你要知道一件事情。耶和华神必然拯救你。
And if life just seems to be a routine that gets kind of boring day after day after day, let this give energy and joy to your heart. God delivers, God blesses, God is good to His people without exception. Amen and amen.
但是如果你觉得是日常生活平淡无味，但是你要知道神是好的，他必然拯救你到底。
And because of that, we will thank Him. Because of that, we will praise Him.
就因为这样，我们要赞美他，我们要感谢他。
Oh, beloved, you must understand this. We don't wait until the circumstances come to be what we like them to be.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要知道，你不需要等到环境更改变，你现在就可以赞美他，感谢他。
We don't have to wait for circumstances to change to praise God. He already deserves our praise right now where we're at.
好，你不需要等到你的生命有所改变之后才来赞美，他现在就值得我们来赞美，来感谢。
And so as you go through the Psalms,Understand that praise is bouncing off of the sky like fireworks on a night sky.
当我们来到诗篇最后一篇的时候，你会发现这个赞美呢、感谢呢，就好像烟花在天空上面爆炸一样。
Psalm 41, boom, praise.
诗篇四十一篇看到 boom, 赞美。
Psalm 72, Psalm 89, boom, boom, praise, praise.
所以你看到赞美、赞美、赞美、赞美在诗篇里面不断的出现。
Psalm 106, praise, boom again.
诗篇106篇赞美。
And now watch this at the end of the Psalms and understand what God is teaching us and instructing us.
所以你看到这个诗篇在教导我们什么吗？
The end of the Psalms culminates in one great grand finale of praise that is simply reverberates through time, reverberates through the pages of Scripture, reverberates through our hearts, and will reverberate through all of eternity.
所以你看到诗篇最后一篇的不断的提醒我们，不断的强调我们要赞美，要赞美，要赞美。
Psalm 146, and put on your seatbelt because I'm going to go fast here.
你一定要把自己的安全带扣好，因为现在我要起飞了。
You need to see this in its entirety. You need to see the grand overview.
你要看到这个是最后的这个压轴好戏就在后面，你看到烟花不断的四射。
The end of the Psalms assumes that you've swept through them. You've read them from beginning to end, and now it comes to its great climax.
所以你看到诗篇，你从第一篇读到这里的时候呢，你看到这个是诗篇的高潮。
Psalm 146, verse 1.
诗篇146篇第一节。
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord while I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being.
诗篇146篇第一节说，你们要赞美耶和华，我的心啊，你们要赞美耶和华，我一生要赞美耶和华，我活的时候我要歌颂我的神。
Look at verse 10. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord.
你看到第十节，耶和华要做王直到永远，西安啊，你的神要做王直到万代，要赞美耶和华。
Psalm 147 verse 1. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God.For it is pleasant and praise is becoming.
诗篇第147篇第一节说，你们要赞美耶和华，你要歌颂我们的神，为善为美，赞美的话是合宜的。
Verse 20, He has not dealt thus with any nation, and as for His ordinances, they have not known them. Praise the Lord.
你看第二十节，别国的他都没有这样的待过，至于他的典章，从来没有人知道。你们要赞美耶和华。
Psalm 148, Praise the Lord, praise the Lord from the heavens.Praise Him in the highest. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all stars of light. Praise Him, highest heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created.
你看到这里，诗篇148篇说，你们要赞美耶和华，从天上赞美他，从高处赞美他，你们众使者要赞美他，你的诸君都要赞美他，日头月亮都要赞美他，包括的星宿都要赞美他，天上和天上的上的水，你们都要赞美他，愿这一切赞美耶和华的名。
Look at verse 13.
你看第十三节。
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven.And he has lifted up a horn for his people. Praise for all his godly ones. Even for the sons of Israel, a people near to him, praise the Lord.
你看第十三节说，愿这些都赞美耶和华的名，因为独有他的名被尊崇，他的荣耀在天上，天地之上。他将他的百姓的脚高举，因此他将一切圣民以色列人啊，叫与神相近的百姓赞美他。你们要赞美耶和华。
Psalm 149, verse 1, Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, and His praise in the congregation of His godly ones.
你看到诗篇149篇第一节说，你们要赞美耶和华，向耶和华唱新歌，圣民在会中要赞美他。
Verse 9 of Psalm 149, To execute on them the judgment written, this is an honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord.
你看第九节，你们在他们身，要在他们身上施行所记录的审判，他的圣名都要这样的荣耀，你们要赞美耶和华。
Psalm 150, all of it. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness.Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and pipes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
第诗篇第一百五十篇要念整章。你们要赞美耶和华，在神的圣所赞美他，在他显了能力的穹苍赞美他，因他的大能作为赞美他，按照他极美的大能赞美他，又用脚声脚声赞美他，又鼓瑟弹琴赞美他，击鼓跳舞赞美他，用丝弦的乐器和箫的声音赞美他，大响的巴赞美他，高声的巴赞美他，凡有血气的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
And so what's happening here at the end of the Psalms is not a burdensome repetition that is simply a mindless over and over again of the same thing that we should get tired of. This is the grand climax of the Psalms, and the repeated emphasis is meant to drive home to our hearts an enthusiasm, a glory, an embracing of praising the Lord, a life totally committed to nothing but praising Him and honoring Him as the goal and the substance of life.
所以诗篇最后一篇呢，不是无意义的这个重复，而是让我们看到伟大壮丽的赞美，直到我们的人生达到人生的最高潮，是要赞美耶和华。
The key to it all is very simple.
这个重要是这样。
God is great and God is good and He will bless His people.
所以它的主题是耶和华是伟大的，耶和华是良善的，他值得我们来赞美。
And because that's who God is, we will praise Him. That's the point of the Psalms.
这个就是我们的耶和华，所以我们要赞美他。这就是诗篇的主题。
The blessing is certain, the praise is eternal. The way of the righteous always ends in blessing. Praise the Lord.
我们的结局是肯定的，耶和华必然祝福义人，所以我们必须要赞美耶和华。
Let us pray together.
让我们同心祷告。
As your head is bowed, I want to give you an opportunity to respond in your heart to what we've seen in the scriptures tonight. If you came in here tonight with a discouraged heart, I want to give you a moment to thank the Lord for His faithfulness and to express your confidence that He will one day deliver you from that sorrow.
如果今天你来到这里是带着沉重的心情，我盼望给你一点时间来回应神在你身上的作为。
If you came in here with a sense of dissatisfaction and boredom with the Christian life, I want to give you an opportunity to repent. The Lord deserves better praise and a better commitment than that from your part.
如果你作为基督徒，你的生命感觉到枯燥无味、暗淡无光，我盼望你在这个时候就向神来悔改，因为耶和华是值得我们赞美。
If you're not a Christian, I invite you to receive Christ for your eternal salvation.
如果你还没有信靠耶稣基督，这个时候我要你诚心的在他面前悔改。
And if you're a Christian who found the love of God reverberating in your heart and responding and saying, yes, this is where my heart is at. Take this opportunity to thank the Lord for His goodness in your life.
如果你是基督徒，你听到这堂道的时候，你心里响应说，主啊，就是这样，我要赞美你。这个时候就是你赞美的时候。
And after a few moments of silence, your pastor will close us all in prayer.
当我们给大家一点时间向神祷告之后呢，我就会做最后结束的祷告。亲爱的主，我们要献上感谢，我们是要感谢你已经听了我们的祷告，因为我们在祷告当中常常在你面前求主你来复兴你的子民，使我们教会每一个人都重新得力，得到主你的恩典。或许我们来到这个营会的时候心情沉重，或许我们来的时候抱着失望的态度，或许我们感觉到孤单，或许我们感觉到软弱，或许我们失败，或许我们枯燥无味的属灵生活，我们都要求主你来赦免，求主你来使我们再一次思想到我们所敬拜的是伟大的主，是有全能的主，是有应许的主。你应许我们要走公义的道路，必然引导有这样的结果。我们深信，虽然我们在人生道路当中遇到不同的情况，不同的情形，或许有高山有低谷，或许有难过伤心的时候，但是我们知道万事互相效力是要叫我们得益处。或许我们走错了路，或许我们做错了决定，或许我们在过去犯了一些错误，但是主就这个时候就在这个时候纠正我们， 手术虽然是痛的，但是对我们是有益的。药是苦的，但是却能够医治我们。主啊，我们所经历的这一切由主你来祝福。我们知道只要我们依靠你，只要我们不放弃你的道路，只要我们走在你的公义道路当中，你必然使我们得福。我们就在这时候向你赞美，向你感恩，愿你在我们身上得着你的荣耀。求主你让我们的心因此就欢喜快乐，就喜乐起来，就赞美你，就向你感恩。求主你让我们这一生人当中不离弃你的道路，永远走在你的道路当中。我们再一次献上感谢，我们今晚第一堂我们就看到主你来感动我们的心，再一次的使到我们的心眺望起来，回到你的圣经，让我们回到你的圣所来思想你的话，我们就重新得力，能够再一次跑主你这天。愿主你来看顾我们这里每一个人，我们每一个人都有不同的问题，不同的苦难，不同的难处，不同的环境，但主你一一知道。愿主你亲自与每一个人同在，安慰每一个人，带领每一个人走他你给他们的道路。愿他们在他们的灵性灵属灵的生命里面得蒙主你亲自的安慰，亲自的带领。愿主你的名在我们身上得荣耀，奉靠耶稣基督的名。